Casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I had a good one. So first, before we get off into that, let's check out some temperatures in our listening area for the show. 78 degrees at Hollis, 79 at Altus, 75 at Bessie, 74 at Arnett, 68 degrees at the May Ranch, and 73 degrees at Boise City. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, let's see here. Oh, they changed their emblem. They got Texas Tech emblem on there now. So, go Raiders, whatever they say down there. Let's see here, 72 degrees at Lipscomb, 76 at Miami, 80 at Shamrock, 79 at Wellington, 78 at Odell and Childress, you're 79 degrees. Speaking of that, if you drew a line, what is that county out west of Lubbock? Bailey, is that right? If you drew a straight line from Bailey County all the way over to Wichita County, where Wichita Falls is, everything north of there is under a burn ban now, county-wise. Every county from that line I just told you, basically everything north of Lubbock, Texas, is under a burn ban. Just a little tidbit of information for you. Also, basically that whole line also is under a red flag warning today out there for wildfire. So everybody be careful out there. I haven't had time to look, see if they're doing the blackouts again today. Sorry, I just didn't. I just remembered it when I was looking at that. So, anyway, be careful out there today. High winds, it's dry, it's just going on. Let's see here. What I do this weekend? Oh. Davis Angus bull sale was awesome. Great turnout. Prime rib was mucho bueno, and everything was organized. The cattle looked great. I wasn't going to get a bidder's number. I know better. I went out there and I was looking at the bulls, and we don't need a bull, so it wasn't, you know, I just looking at them. Quality was great. And then I come across the pen of heifers, five of them. I wouldn't got a bidder's number, so my mistake. But they had some really nice pairs, heifer, first calf heifer pairs. Let me rephrase all that, except for one. And she was bred, definitely bred for sure. And that was in pen number 5, if I remember right. Yeah, it was pen number 5. The bull so good. Matter of fact, I just looked up on the American Angus. Yeah, I already beat you to it, Jordan. I already had it up. Jordan giving me some information. So if you ever want to know what the bull sales, Angus bull sales do, just go to the American Angus Association website, and it is no big deal. So it was great, and I'm so happy for the Davis family. And I'll tell you what, Denton, he made a hand out there. Poor Nakona, he didn't have nothing to do all day except stand next to Jordan during the sale and do whatever she wanted. So anyway, it was a good sale. Deb was in a good mood. Jim, they were all in a good mood, and rightfully so. So the 30 older bulls grossed $387,000, averaged $12,900. The 65 yearling bulls brought 667,500. They averaged not too far from 10,300. And I don't know, my boss is pointing at me. Something's going on in the hallway. So the 95 total registered bulls brought scotch over $1 million and averaged $11,100 a piece. And if I remember right, that's what I thought they'd go. They were, well, it was $100 per head higher than what I thought. So the 25 commercial pairs, $143,000, $5,720 a piece. And so it was great. It was awesome sale. Congratulations to them. High seller was, I actually thought it was 20,000, but I was off on that one. Lot number four, JDD Discipline, brought 19,000. And the buyer was out of Manchester. And then there was a couple of them. JDD Power brought 18,500. That was lot 19. And lot 12, JDD Wildcat, 17,500. And both of them went somewhere in Texas. I think it was an old trailer load went to the Texas, if I remember right, that same place. They did good. So there was a gentleman from over there around Delhi sitting in front of me and beside me. And he asked about the first calf heifers. And I said, I'm interested in lot what was it? 3 and 5? Because that one heifer that hadn't calved, she's sweet. That's all I can tell you about it. So he said, well, I'm interested in, I think, 1 and 3, somewhere in there. I don't remember. Anyway, neither one of us even got to bid on those first four. When we got to the 5, he started bidding on the one I wanted. I punched him on the shoulder and said, hey. Hey, so, hey. So it was all fun. Don't worry about it. Anyway, we got done. You had the option to opt out of that, not take that bred heifer. He turned around. He said, do you want it? I said, yes, sir. So I got me a bred heifer out here, a registered bred heifer. And not that that's important to my operation, but it's kind of cool to say I own a registered Angus heifer, right? Nah, no big deal. But it's not my first registered Davis Angus cow, so it's good. It was good. Great. Congratulations to the Davis family. It's all good. Matter of fact, there is more sales to come. Don't worry, everybody. Matter of fact, there's one going on right now. If you want to catch it on liveag.com, the Hops and Angus bull sales going on. It's over there by Crescent. 150 bulls selling, 90 elder bulls, and 60 spring yearling bulls happening right now. If you're looking for, it started about 12 minutes ago. So if you're looking for a bull, you didn't get one bought Saturday or even before that, the Hopson is going on, like I said, liveag.com if you want to catch it online. So the Hopson Angus bull sale's happening today. Harrison Cattle Company's coming up March 24th. And their big ad is in the Penny News. I think I know what page it is. Yeah, it's right here. They have 52-year-old Hereford bull selling, 5 registered Hereford spring heifers, 25 Hereford spring heifers. Sorry, I had to sneeze. And what else they got? Black Baldy spring open heifers going, 8 of those. So check it out. They're all in the Penny News. And then we got the McIntyre Red Angus coming up March 30th at 1 o'clock. We also got the one coming on up here, spring bull sale, put on by the Elk City Chamber of Commerce. I got information on it. I forgot to bring it in from a truck. I get a mailer on it. So it's coming up and pretty quick. So all kinds of good stuff going on out there. Okay, we got a lot going on in the ag world. Cattle prices, fuel prices, fertilizer prices, and grain prices. There's a lot going on. So I'm going to try to cover them all today. I really don't think I can get them covered. So let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybean and grain futures jumped in overnight trading amidst broad-based surge in commodity prices as Middle Eastern countries cut production of oil. The soybean complex was led by soy oil in overnight session as West Texas Intermediate and Brent crude oil futures, the U.S. benchmark and global standard, respectively jumped almost 13% overnight. I looked this morning, it made it up to, I can tell you exactly what it made it up to. Oil prices, for example, let's see here. $119.48 a barrel, but it's coming back down. Everything is calming back down. It's already back down to $94.54 a barrel. So it's already dropped, what, $25? Somewhere in there? So everything's calming down. All right, back to a story here. Three large oil producing nations, Iraq, Kuwait, and the United Emirates, there we go, have cut back oil production as the countries are unable to ship oil through the Strait of Hormuz and threats to tankers from Iran. I think old Trump's taking care of that deal. He's going to have the Navy boys escorting him through there. And like I talked about on the show Friday, you know, the biggest deal of why a lot of those ships are not going through is because of insurance. And Lloyd's of London is either cut their insurance or, what I read last night, doubled or triple the rates if you went through there. So I think Trump's going to do some federal stuff going on there. And if that doesn't work, the Navy will make sure they get through there. So it's a choke point for oil ship. You would think with all the money they got over there that they'd have a pipeline, some large pipeline going to some other sea from those other countries. Some transportation company be making a lot of money versus doing that deal. I don't know. I had to study up on that. I mean, I was over there back in the early 90s. And I know there's a lot of small countries. Those countries are small over there, all very rich and wealthy, but a lot of them don't like each other. So we'll see how that goes. Wheat prices were also higher on extremely dry weather in the U.S. Southern Plains, where hard red winter varieties are nearing the end of dormancy. I think it's already getting it. Red flag warnings have been issued in the area amidst strong winds and low humidity today. Soybean futures for May delivery jumped 18 and a quarter cents to $12.19 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal added $2.10, the $3.19.30 a short ton, and soy oil surged 1.84 cents to 68.42 cents a pound. That's the highest I've ever seen since I started the show. That's the highest I've ever seen soy oil. Corn futures came up 7 1/4 to 467 3/4 a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery added a nickel to 621 3/4 cents a bushel in Chicago. Kansas City was up 7 3/4 to 631 1/4 a bushel. Investors raised their bearish bets on corn while extending their net long positions or bets on higher prices in soybeans last week. According to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, money managers held a net short position or bets on lower prices of 52,243 future contracts in corn and 7 days that ended on March 3rd. That's up 13,000 contracts. Speculators were net long by 187,491 future contracts in soybeans, and that's up from 171,000 the previous week. That marks the largest such position in soybeans since December of last year. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment houses were net short by 25,000 contracts in soft red winter wheat futures, up from 17,758 the week before. Investors were net long on hard red winter wheat by 3,435 future contracts. That's down from 6,300 contracts, almost half the week before. There you go. All right, weather in our farm belt. Red flag warnings have been issued for parts of the Southern Plains, See you, Alex, where intense winds and low humidity will create tinderbox-like conditions, according to the National Weather Service. Winds in the Texas Panhandle will be sustained from 15 to 25 with wind gusts up to 40 throughout the day. Humidity will fall as low as 7%. Woo. Dry weather is also forecast for Nebraska Panhandle. Winds will blow up to 20 with gusts up to 40 this afternoon. Any fires that develop will likely spread rapidly. I think there was outdoor burning is not recommended. I'd say outdoor burning is highly not recommended. There you go. And they had a pretty good fire up in Woodward County yesterday. I think they got her all. I didn't see the black dot on it about 10 o'clock last night on the infrared, so it must have calmed down. One more thing before we go to break. Nothing's changed as far as the county burn bans as of right now in Oklahoma, Cimarron County in the Texas, in Oklahoma Panhandle, no, in Greer County and Comanche County and anything west of I-35 looks like. Oh, there you have it. They said here, the outlook, according to the Oklahoma Forestry Department, post-frontal fire weather will develop Wednesday afternoon across western and central Oklahoma, and fire danger will largely be dependent upon rainfall in any of these areas starting tomorrow. Elevated fire conditions remain in place across western Oklahoma and northwestern Oklahoma throughout this whole week. All I can say, be careful out there. Okay, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. Before we take an OCA break, I got to compliment Miss Lori Campbell. She was down there at the Davis Angus Bull when you bought a bull. Deb and Jim and Jordan and Nicole bought you a membership at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. So they signed up 12, which is a lot. Because, you know, most people that come to those sales are already members of OCA. So they got 12 new OCA members the last I heard. I hope that number's right. Lori was in there busy. She was working the crowd, talking. She had it going on. Jeremiah was coming back from being a politician in Washington, D.C. And his plane got canceled. Ride got canceled from Dallas to Oklahoma City. So maybe Lori got him out of Texas and back up here in Oklahoma where he belongs. So anyway, you guys see Jeremiah up there in Ellis County. Ask him about hanging out at a 16-sided chicken pen up there in D.C. So, or Vermont, wherever the heck he was. So, all right, let's take an OCA break. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The filter you choose to protect your engine makes a huge difference. March 2nd through the 14th, Western Oklahoma Auto and Truck Parts is offering up to 40% off Napa Gold filters, built to meet the standards of professional mechanics. Napa Gold filters are designed to trap more contaminants, maintain proper flow, and help engines last longer. Whether you drive one vehicle or you run a fleet, their team can help you find the right filters or build a plan for your equipment. Visit Napa of Elk City, Weatherford, or Hinton. The filter sale is March 2nd through the 14th. Professional grade protection at serious savings.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from,
we can be twinsies,
to,
how was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, folks, this is E.J. Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from...
We can be twinsies!
To...
How was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids. Control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at Sweetwater. Featuring over 70 registered Angus bulls, 40 commercial Red Angus pairs, and 100 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's see here. Canadian Texas. Here's your Texas Panhandle Ag weather update. 76, humidity's 13, dew points 22. Winds are out of the west at 10 with wind gust up to 13 currently. Wind peak wind gust today, 36 miles an hour. 11/100ths of an inch of rain so far in the month of March. No red flag minutes today, except freezing minutes today. None of that going on. 8-inch soil temperature, 55 degrees. That's kind of cool that they got the West Texas Mesonet changed their logo and they got the big TT, Texas Tech, hanging in there now. So pretty cool stuff. Maybe they need to come to Norman and check out the Oklahoma Mesonet. I'm not trying to start a fuss here, but once you get on the Oklahoma Mesonet and go to the other state Mesonets, I think Kansas has got it. It's not good. That's all I can tell you. Texas is not bad. But the information comparison to the other Mesonets in the United States, Oklahoma Mesonets got it hands down. That's all I can tell you. But the West Texas Mesonet keeps improving all the time. So they'll catch up. So that being said, Boomer Sooner. There we go. All right, let's check out the Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. And let's get off of that one and go to that one. There we go. Wheat out of Kansas City, May, 620, down 3.25. July is 633, down 2.25. Chicago wheat, May, 604, down 12. July is 614, down 10.5. Corn, May, 456, down 4, and July is 468, down 2.5. Soybeans out of Chicago, May, 1197, down 3. July is 1210, down 2.25. Soybean oil, May, 6647, down 0.11 cents. 11/100ths of a penny. Soybean meal, March, 310 even. Is that right? Yeah, 310 even, down 310, and May is 314, down 320. I think that's right. Oats for May, 345, down 4.75. Okay, let's see what the beef is doing. It's calming down a little. It was way bad earlier this morning. April live cattle, 230.37, down 420. June is 227.55, down 392. feeders, because some of them were in the $6, $7, $8 range going down this morning, but it's coming back. It's doing good. March feeders, $351.47, down $4.15. April is $347.12, down $4.50. And May is $343.20, down $487. Lean hogs are even down. May $99.42, down $142. And June is $109.60, down 97 cents. Let's see what the Earl's doing. It's just hanging in there where it's at right now. April, crude oil, $95.38 on, down or up $4.48. And let's see, natural gas over $3. It's at $3.11 for April. There you have it. Okay. So I seen one of our on Facebook last night where, they was expecting the cost of beef, the price of beef was going to go up today, but the cost of cattle was going to go down today. And the main reason was, let me find it. Workers vote to strike at JBS Grayley facility. Members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 Union last week voted overwhelmingly to authorize allergies going today. Voted last week to authorize a worker strike at the JBS USA meat packing plant facility in Greeley, Colorado over unfair labor practices. The Local 7, the largest private sector union in Colorado and Wyoming, represents about 3,800 workers at the JBS plant in Greeley, where the company also has its headquarters. JBS is the largest beef producer in the United States and the second largest pork and poultry producer. According to UFCW Local 7, 99% of the workers at the beef processing facility voted in favor of calling a strike over when they say the company's ongoing illegal conduct at bargaining table and inside the plant. The union claims JBS is violating federal labor laws and preventing workers from securing a fair contract. The prior 4-year contract between JBS and the UFCW Local 7 in Greeley expired last year in July. The contract provided some of the highest wages in the meatpacking industry in the country, along with robust safety protocols and training requirements, the company's new release said at that time. Latika Avilos, a worker at the JBS facility, said, "We have been bargaining for 8 months and JBS has prevented us from reaching a contract as a result of their unfair labor practices. They continue to increase chain speeds and create a dangerous working conditions, all while reducing hours for workers." The strike authorization is the direct result of JBS's unlawful and bad faith conduct, said Kim Cordova, president of the Local 7 union. Over the course of bargaining for a new contract, the union has filed multiple unfair labor practice charges against JBS. These range from regressive bargaining to threats to withhold a proposed bonus and lump sum pension payment if workers exercise their democratic right to strike, to illegal intimidation and retaliation against workers and bargaining committee members. There we go. I was talking to somebody this morning about this, and I don't know. You got to look at both sides. I know JBS is one of the big boys in town, you know, and then they're spending $150 million to expand the one out here in the Texas Panhandle. But what I don't get is, I think it's a crappy time to be bargaining since they're already the highest paid in the United States. Whether that means they're paid correctly or not, I have no clue. I don't work there. But, you know, these plants, all of them, not just the big four, all the plants are losing money right now on cattle. They're making money on their pigs and chickens, but not so much on the cattle. I don't know. I mean, if you were say you was the president of JBS and you was trying to bargain with the union on pay raises and stuff like that, and you sit there and get a email on accounts receivable with your company, and you're losing $125 to $150 a head that goes through that plant, how do you justify giving anybody a pay raise? But then on the other side, I don't know what the unsafe practices they are calling about and all that stuff. Always two sides to the story. That's why I try to tell them. Always two sides to the story on that deal. Also, there was 13 people signed up for OCA at the Davis Angus bull sale out there. And, man, I've seen a lot of people there met some people. It was great. So speaking of OCA, let's take an OCA break, and I'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Caput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Caput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I am a personal banker. That's my title. When you come in, I'm going to help you open your account, decide what type of account you might need. You're kind of going to tell me your needs. I'll tell you what we have that will fit your need. You have to have a valid picture ID and social security card. That's it. It doesn't take very long. I would say 20 minutes. Depends on how much we start visiting. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 13th. 1,683 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 428 brought 570. 15 at 463 brought 552.50. 10 at 513 brought 495. 6 at 551 brought 460. 3 at 613 brought 420. 22 at 653 brought 425.50. 4 at 995 brought 320. 20 head of heifers at 417 brought 510. 6 at 497 brought 470. 12 at 513 brought 400. 7 at 606 brought 390. 14 at 680 brought 350. 4 at 704 brought 355. 8 at 718 brought 347.50. Butcher cows were 88 to 173. Butcher bulls 153 to 204. Bred cows 1500 to 4750. Pairs 2300 to 4950. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6. Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jim him is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Excuse me. Welcome back, everybody. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. Let's pick the big town of Buffalo. Metropolitan area of Buffalo. 73 degrees, dew points 25, humidity 17. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 3 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, half inch of rain. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 54 degrees. Sunset at 7:39, 82 and sunny today. Tonight, partly sunny, Tonight, partly cloudy, 50 degrees. Tomorrow, chance of rain showers, 40%, 82 for high. And there we go. So, this morning, as you guys all well know, what do we want to call this? The opening of turn your contracts in or applications in. There we go. Applications in to the Oklahoma Conservation Commissions in the here in the counties. I got there 10, 15 minutes early. I thought they weren't going to start taking these applications for the drought relief until 8:30, but my surprise. But it was kind of funny. No, it was more than kind of funny. It was freaking hilarious. So today is the Emergency Drought Assistance Program, financial help for Oklahoma producers. If the drought had impacted your farm or ranch, assistance will be available. So the sign-up started today. And it was much less to say they rioted. No, they didn't. What was funny was there was like 10, 15 people out there standing. And I was one of them. I ain't gonna lie about that. And this is at Beckham County. It's there. Well, Jennifer, who works in the FSA office on the right side of the building, she comes walking out to unlock the door, and I wish I'd have had my video going or camera going to see the look in her face when she seen all these people out there. Parking lot was plumb full. If you don't believe me, check out North Fork of the Red River Conservation District's Facebook page. Anyway, she was just like, what the heck? And when she opened the door, I was wanting to tell her that Brian Pritchard, boss over there, said that there was some free sign up for drought relief going on today on her side. Because I think she was the only one working on her side of the office. But I couldn't do that. But anyway, she finally figured out what was going on. And then my landlord called while I was standing in line, and while he was talking to me, I kind of yelled at the whole crowd that the free breakfast down the road there, if anybody wants it, you got to come get it now, but nobody left. Should have said free oil change at Lipscomb Ford or something, got them out of there so I could get further up in the line. But now I was going, they did good. Cassandra and all the guys helping there from the NRCS were doing a really good job helping everybody with their applications and stuff. So, you know, you get some help on maybe getting into water tap for your cattle. Just like one of my landlords, you know, turned in for one because the windmill quit pumping because the water table was down, pond went dry, so he had to find another water well. Stuff like that. So it was good, and thanks for everybody. But it was it was chaotic. And of course, farmers and everybody was parked in there like shopping carts at a Walmart parking lot, but it did all right. It did good. So I don't know what happened at the other counties. I'm sure it was chaotic too. So it's good that the Oklahoma Conservation Commission is helping out farmers and ranchers with some water issues during this drought, because we are in a drought for sure. All right. Okay. What else is going to... Oh, I think I seen a text message I need to share with you folks. Yes, from Mr. Greg Allen. Roger Mills County Prescribed Burn Association meeting is tomorrow at lunch. Lunch will be provided at the Roger Mills County Fairground. That's mañana, tomorrow, the 10th of March. I guess be there, Greg. 12 o'clock, 11:30. Anyway, be there about 11:30. You'll get your lunch. Again, the Roger Mills County Prescribed Burn Association meeting tomorrow at noon there at the Roger Mills County Fairground. All right, let's see what happened. I did Texas first this week. Let's go Oklahoma. Oklahoma, the USDA Oklahoma Weekly Cattle Auction Summary. Total receipts, 30,492 compared to 34,000 the week before, compared to 41,939 the year before. Feeder cattle made up 94% of that, slaughter over 3, and replacement about 2.5%. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers $2 to $8 lower. Steer and heifer calves sold $10 to $20 lower. Demand moderate, cautious as cattle futures traded heavily on both sides of the line. Despite numbers remaining very tight, the market is still extremely volatile, and any little thing can send the market one way or another. Rains came into parts of the state, putting a slight dent in the drought. Southwestern Oklahoma remains very dry and temperatures are heating up. The itis of March will be upon us soon. However, I believe many cattle have already moved off the wheat due to the limited moisture and because of the good market. Slaughter cows and bulls sold steady to buck higher. Lean cows $8 higher. Heavy competition between cow buyers and replacement buyers continue. Demand for replacement cows is good, with some cows headed to the market due to the lack of water. That's that report. Let's head to the text. If you guys remember, Brandon and I was talking about this Tuesday when he came on the show, that the buyers get in a better mood when farmers go back to the field to work, so there's no any competition in there buying for this. So that's exactly what that was saying right there on with the cows and replacement. And I don't know. I was there Friday. I didn't see a $2 to $8 or $10 to $20 lower, but I looked at Brandon's report because it was pretty hot when I went in there. There was some three-weight steers almost bringing $7 Friday. Get some of that. Think about that. Just round it off to, even if it didn't make $7, say a 300 pound steer bringing $7 a pound. That's $2,100 for a 300 pound steer. Yeehaw. All right, Texas, where are you at? There you are. Here's the Texas weekly cattle auction summary. Total receipts, 4,992 compared to 6,200 the week before and 7,800 last year. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers were mostly steady, the instances of $4 lower. Demand was moderate to good. The Texas Panhandle has been warmer than normal, with thunderstorms moving through the area to the end of the week. Supply was 85% feeders, almost 10% slaughter, and 5.2% replacement cattle. Let's see what some three weights was bringing in their area. Here we go. Yeah, pretty good. So here's some that weighed 322 brought 630.59, and some weighing 374 brought $6. That's pretty good. And let's go back to Oklahoma and see what the three weights were bringing there. Here you go. Three weights, 336 weight bringing up to 670, and then there's some unwinged ones that weighed, what was that, 320, were bringing $7.30. Some near four weights were bringing $685, and then there's some four weights bringing well over $6. And the five weights were bringing almost, here's in Oklahoma, there was, these were fancy though, 541 of them weighing 521, 540 to 577.50 per hundredweight average. Price was $562 per hundredweight. some of that. Okay, let's take our last OCA break, and we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming. You know, in the farming market, it's tough. So they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils. You need some antifreeze. You need some hydraulic oil. Any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
When she walked into the store, she looked around and then she said,
"Am I in Dallas?"
That's because the space was so big, so nice, and so full of beautiful things. Now, you and I love living right here in Western Oklahoma. We like the small town friendliness. We like knowing each other. We like feeling safe. And we like being able to get where we're going pretty quickly. But now there's a store you can visit right here in Western Oklahoma that makes you feel like you're shopping in a massive metropolitan area. Ever since Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts moved into their new digs, they keep getting the same reaction from people.
"Wow, this looks fabulous."
The store is big and beautiful. And it's full of things that'll make your home beautiful and make you look and feel great. If you know, you know. But if you haven't been in yet, you're missing out on a big city shopping experience right here in little old Western Oklahoma.
Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, now located at 1503 West 3rd Street in Elk City.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op Gym at 720 South Main in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. That's Farmers Union Co-op Gym, 720 South Main in Elk City, 580-225-0191.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mountain View. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden, Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. 80 degrees, dew points 50, humidity 36, the winds are out southwest at 21 with wind gusts up to 28 currently. Let's see here. No rain yet so far. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 60 degrees. My bad. Sunset at 7:38. Breezy and 89 today. Tonight, 62 for low. We're already got summertime lows going. Southwest winds, 14 to 18. And tomorrow, 50% chance of rain showers and 84 degrees. South winds, 12 to 24 miles an hour. Okay, let's see what happened in the big world of... Oh, I need to remind you guys this real quick. This is from email I got from the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, the Water Rights Administration. The day is the night, gentlemen. Your water use reports are due in 6 days. Timely filing of water use forms and administration fees will help ensure that the water right is official and on file with the Oklahoma Water Resources Board. As the state's designated water management agency, the OWRB appropriates stream water and groundwater through water use permitting. Permits are required for most uses of water in Oklahoma, except domestic. So, if you have permitted water rights, you know what report I am talking about. If not, you need to call them at Oklahoma City and figure that out. If you're thinking you got permitted water rights for irrigation or commercial use and you didn't get one of these letters, you need to be on the phone ASAP with them. And there's an administration fee. I don't know what it's, $25-$30. All they do is ask you for how much water you used and the whole nine yards. So just sharing that with you folks. 6 days. You only got 6 days. Cotton. Let's talk cotton. I need to get Cotton King back on here. Kind of boring around here without him on here at least once a month. And I need to talk to him about this little competition we're going to be in next spring at the Ouachita County Fair. Him dressed up like a cotton ball and me dressed up like a peanut is what I've heard so far. More to come on that. Net export sales for the week ending February 26 were 162,600 bales. This brings total 25-26 sales to approximately 9.5 million. Total sales at the same point in the 24-25 marketing year was 10.5. So we're running about a million bales behind compared to last year. So I want to tell you guys the same thing I tell beef people. Buy your beef local. Get it processed local. You'll like your beef a whole lot better. I don't know how to tell you to buy your cotton local, but I will tell you that you need to wear cotton. Buy as much stuff as possible. Everything you can. Your jeans, your underwear, your socks, everything you can made out of cotton. Support your locals, cotton farmers around here. And of the words of President Trump, make cotton great again. Want to? There we go. All right, let's see here. Total new crop sales are at 856,700 bales. Shipments for the week were 303,000 bales, a marketing year high, which is good, bringing total exports to date to 5 million bales compared to 5.2 million at a comparable point in the 24-25 year. There you have it. How about that? Okay. Let's see here. What do we got time to talk about? We got I don't like talking politics. I mean, I make comments every now and then. We got to have a little bit of fun on this. But according to meat companies, I don't know if you guys heard last week, Democratic Schumer bill will destroy meat and poultry industry. The Meat Institute said a bill from Senator Chuck Schumer out of New York will destroy the meatpacking industry, sending costs for consumers soaring, reduce union jobs, and harming livestock and poultry producers. The proposal is absurd, said the Meat Institute President, Chief CEO Julia Potts. Schumer's bill and others other efforts to just destroy the meat packers is simply reckless election year pondering that threatens to damage a crucial industry at the center of every American meal. If the senator is trying to make meat and poultry more affordable for consumers, this is the wrong approach, she said. It will have the opposite effect. While this may be just a messaging bill to Senator Schumer, it's real life for American families and farmers and ranchers. And we're farmers and ranchers, we're the minorities out here. And for the 3.2 million Americans employed throughout the industry, Schumer's legislation, it's called the Family Grocery and Farmer Relief Act, will force meat companies with product lines for more than one species to divest and limit their production to one species. Such a foolish proposal, he said, she said, would never have been considered in any other industry. So if they're going to do this, they might as well be doing the deals, like I said, on vehicles. What else has gone up? Doritos, potato chips. Everything has skyrocketed. It's not just the beef. So anyway, more to come on that later. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sarah, Oklahoma.